Juli Rademacher has been organizing protests in the Danish capital of Copenhagen, alerting the world to the consequences of the United States' possible acquisition, or worse, of Greenland. Speaking to Pacifica, Rademacher, who is part Danish, part Inuit Greenlander, described the mood in Greenland over the past few weeks, even months.
It's very hard. It's a very hard time being a Greenlander. We feel scared. People are getting anxiety attacks. People can't sleep at night. It feels terrorizing to be a Greenlander.
After Donald Trump's speech at Davos, pledging not to invade the country, the mood in Greenland has lightened a little bit, but only a little bit. Here is Tilly Martinussen, a former Greenlandic parliamentarian and a vocal opponent of Donald Trump's intentions, speaking to Pacifica.
What we're seeing right now is that people are cautiously optimistic. However, we are hearing Donald Trump was out and saying that he wanted nothing more than 100% ownership would be acceptable in the framework that he mentioned in Davos. But we have seen a lot of anger and resentment towards Donald Trump.
According to Martinussen, the US president and his allies have fundamentally misunderstood the people of Greenland in their approach to acquiring the country.
They don't know anything about us, and our culture doesn't value at all the same things that they do. So having someone coming in throwing around $100 bills as Donald Trump Jr. did, or having somebody like J.D. Vance trying to persuade us that it would be better to be with him because we would get a lot of money, or hearing $10,000 or $100,000 per citizen, it doesn't persuade anyone. And also, we have been treated very much by Trump and his administration and his family as if we were a stupid, like, nature people somewhere. You have to understand, in Greenland, we're a hybrid of all of our culture and all of the things that we are, and then being a European through Denmark.
Juli Rademacher underlines this point with a stance that has been echoed by both the Greenlandic and Danish governments.
We don't want to be owned by the United States. We don't want to be controlled by the United States. And I will also say we don't want to be Americans because we are Greenlanders. And the message is also very clear from Greenlanders and Greenland that if we have to choose between the United States and the United Kingdom of Denmark, we will choose Denmark and we will choose Europe.
So Greenlanders see themselves as European, at least partially. But they are also indigenous people, Inuits. And the treatment of Native Americans by American authorities through the centuries is not lost on them. Here is Tilly Martinussen again.
We are following closely what is happening to indigenous people around the world, and it's so bad for them in the United States right now. Nobody here would want to be a part of that.
Juli Rademacher makes a point about the Danish welfare system, which extends to Greenlanders.
As a Greenlander, you can go to Denmark. You can get free education. We have a great educational system in Denmark. I come from a fisherman and hunter's family in Greenland and a farmer's family in Denmark. My family couldn't afford for me to go to the university. But here in Denmark, it's free. So I could go to university as the first ever in my family, become an academic, and also work to make a difference for the world. And I'm very proud of that. You can get cheap housing, even though you come from a poor family. We have free healthcare system as well. And if we should be part of the US, we wouldn't be protected as good as we are now.
Rademacher, who herself is an ex-Danish parliamentarian with experience in foreign relations, points out the wider implications of the Greenland issue.
This is not only a question about Greenland, this is also a question about sovereignty, about respecting each other's territorial integrity, about our democracy and human rights. And most importantly, it's about trust between you as Americans and us as Greenlanders and Europeans.
The unequivocal support the people of Greenland received from both the Danish government and political leaders across Europe was received with both relief and gratitude across the nation.
Every Greenlandic person, when they heard that Denmark was going to come with their elite troops, when they heard that the rest of Europe all of a sudden also was coming in here. I mean, we were in disbelief in such a good way. I mean, people were crying in the streets in front of the TVs, in their living rooms while reading it on Facebook for news, right? We are immensely grateful. And we know that it's not only about Greenland, that it's also if Greenland falls, then who's next?
Julie Rademacher has a direct message to the American people.
You need to tell your president that you support Greenland because you support the world order, sovereignty and democracy as we know it today. Because if you don't stop your president right now, we don't know what kind of world we wake up to tomorrow.
My name is Sigurbjörn, reporting for Pacifica from Reykjavik, Iceland.